At this time, the Works Progress Administration presents the Commonwealth Symphony and State Chorus of Boston. The featured groups are members of the Federal Music Project, which is under the direction of Dr. Nikolai Sokolov. During the period, A. Buckingham Simpson will conduct the orchestra and chorus in excerpts from Carmen by Bizet. This work, one of his last, has achieved a permanent place in the repertory of all opera companies and a popularity with opera goers which is scarcely matched. The story of Carmen revolves about the beautiful and dashing cigarette girl of the same name. As she and her companion sit at long tables making cigarettes, they while away the time by singing. We hear the cigarette girl's chorus as they emerge from the factory at noonday, also the singing of their friends who await them outside. Presenting the Commonwealth Symphony and State Chorus of Boston in excerpts from Carmen.
Thank you. today that I know.
When private industry needs workers, it takes them from the great pool of unemployed labor. But when industrial production slows down and when the crops have been harvested, these workers are laid off. Someday they'll be needed again by private industry, but in the meantime, how do they exist? In the past, some lived off their relatives, some depended on charity, some starved. Now at last, we as a nation have assumed responsibility for their welfare. We provide them with useful community work at security wages. The WPA pool of labor is constantly changing. Every 6 months, a 500,000 WPA workers get private jobs, and another 500,000 who have been laid off by private industry take their places. Look for the red, white, and blue WPA signs in your neighborhood. They mean public services improved and extended, and workers kept trained, useful and ready for the time when private industry needs them again. Now we listen to the Commonwealth Symphony and State Chorus of Boston as Mr. Simpson directs them in further excerpts from ComEd. During this part of the program, you will hear the Factory Chorus and the Gypsy Song.
Thank you.
So we bring to a close this program featuring the Commonwealth Symphony and the State Chorus of Boston. These members of the Federal Music Project have been employed by the Works Progress Administration to preserve their skill and to provide education and entertainment for the public.